Hello, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. This is Ryan. I am calling you from Penguin Book Writers.
Okay.
Yeah, so about the process, do you have any questions regarding that? Because the thing is, we give books a quite thorough treatment. For example, the book you already have, we need to divide that into three different phases. So the editorial report that I just referred to in my message, what we're going to do is we're going to go through the entire book that you have. Then we are actually going to propose different options to you. For example, these options may contain the strengths of the book, the weaknesses, which part should go in which part. So, you know, these are going to be the kind of recommendations that we'll be making. You can go through the report and let us know whether you are on board with the ideas, all of them, or if you want to proceed with some of the suggestions and some may not. Once that has been decided, we go ahead with editing, proofreading, dividing the book in different chapters, formatting the book, designing the book covers. I am sure since the book is being divided in three different books, so there will be a requirement for book covers. We offer book covers complimentary, so there is not going to be any cost for them. We'll create the book covers for you. Once, do you plan on publishing all three books all together, or it's going to be part by part?
Yeah, it would have to be all three. Excuse me. Hold on just a second. Sorry, I'm going through allergy issues here. Nebraska's had some really strange weather.
Fine.
Anyways, yeah, I have Tate Publishing had published my book all those years ago. They did it as one large book. I had wanted it to be three separate. They lumped it all together, charged $30 for the book. And then it turned out, well, they did it as, it was well over 400 pages. It was just too long of a read. The reader just could not digest the material that was in it to go through it because it was a process, a spiritual process that I had gone through. So what ended up happening, well, you're familiar with the publishing industry, but Tate Publishing had some really bad legal issues. My book ended up that it was just stopped for publishing. I mean, they had not, for distribution, basically. It had already gotten to the format where it was out there on Amazon, everything, had sold like a couple of copies. That was about it. But then of the other people that did review it, it was just too large of, too much information at one time. So all these years, I've been kind of sitting on it for like 10 years, and I just have felt this need to publish it, and I'm going to a conference that one of your authors is actually doing, Kathleen Norris. She's published many different books in that with you. And so then I started to search out some of the different publishers in that she had used also from some of her books. So I'm kind of in the middle of that process right now of trying to discern who, you know, should be the one to, you know, actually publish this. I understand the whole process. I went through all of that from with the cover, with all of the different things of how the chapters were formatted, everything with it. Now it's a matter of my complete breakdown in it to do the three separate books. Yeah, and that's what it would take, at least another couple of weeks before I actually had it in that manuscript format that was completely broken into the three for someone to take a look at it. So I'm kind of at the step now of looking for, like, what's your fee schedule? What is, you know, what do you, for your royalties, do you have, like, a information pages that you could email to me?
Yeah, of course. I will be sending you an email. I just actually wanted to speak with you and explain quite a few things. For example, if we just talk about publishing, you know, publishing alone, you have already published a book with Tate. So, you know, if we just go for publishing, that doesn't really help with sales, or it's just done for the sake of it. If you're actually looking to have good numbers and people actually purchasing your book in a huge amount, then, you know, you should actually consider marketing. These both things actually go hand in hand. So what I suggest to all my clients is actually go with marketing. What we do is we actually do a little pre-release marketing campaign where we actually engage with your readers, make sure that they know something is coming in the market once the anticipation has been created. You can actually expect good numbers. I will be sending you the details about the cost structure and everything and the complete marketing process as well. Then we can schedule a call and have a discussion about this.
Okay.
So
that sounds good.
Look for my email. I am sending you the details, and then we'll take things forward from there.
Okay. And then the number you called on, is that a direct number to you?
No, that's
or is your information
actually,
just going to be in the email?
That's actually the company's number. I will be attaching my personal number in the email as well.
Okay, great. And
thank
yeah,
you.
For years I've been discerning if I should do anything with the book to try to get it, you know, published again. And it's like, do you ever get that feeling where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, you got to do something now? And that's kind of where I'm at, where it's like, okay, but
actually
what do I do? Where do I go with it? Yeah.
that's the reason.
Yeah.
I don't want you to rush into this, so that's why I would suggest you to go through the details, absorb that information, then we can speak again, discuss a few areas, and then we'll take things forward from there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll go through the information, and I'll get back with you. Great, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.